Politics. The leadership of Marathi Council of Elders engaged with National Assembly speakers Moses Masika Wetangula over underrepresentation and marginalization on national government projects within Betula sub-county. Speaking in the home of Betula MP Joseph Ayula in a closed-door meeting with Wetangula, the elders led by former Busia DG Moses Malomi said the sub-county has been deprived of the opportunity to enjoy national government projects compared to other parts of Busia County. Since the president assumed office, it's only Betula and Nambale where the president is yet to officially visit or launch a development project within Busia County, Malomi noted. The elders are now appealing to the speaker to reach out to the president to initiate development projects, noting that their sub-county has the lowest percentage cover in terms of electricity and road networks. In Betula sub-county, only 20% of homesteads are connected with electricity, with most of the projects having been done by NGCDF. Our appeal to the President Ruto is we want more households connected with electricity, Betula MP Ayula said. The legislature added that, kindly help push the tarmacking of the road from Betula to Amakura through Nambale to open up road networks and business. While responding to their requests, Wetangula noted that he will advocate for NCPB in all sub-counties, which is a primary mandate of the government. I encourage farmers to seize the opportunity presented by the government's initiative to revive cotton gineries in Busia County. Emphasizing the importance of utilizing newly developed high-yielding cotton varieties, I underscored the potential for increased productivity, the speaker urged. He urged the leaders to encourage locals to join cooperatives to benefit from grants which are issued to SMEs and cooperatives to boost their business. We must make best use of the border to enrich ourselves. As leaders, we need to encourage our people to support the government of the day for the general development of our country, said Wetangula. In the recent days, Wetangula has been seen as the unifying factor across the Western region, having managed to unite all elected members of the parliament for the first time irrespective of party affiliations. According to political analyst Manyora Namani, the absence of Raila is a major boost for Wetangula to reorganize and unify the Western region, something which has been missing for many years. Leaders present included Hon. Ferdinand Wanyonyi Wanyonyi, Kwanza, P.S. Juma Mukwana, industrialization, members of the county assembly, elders, and other residents.